Great Only One God, Amen. Today, the 27th day of blessed month of Ba'uk, may God in the goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord and my Father and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the blessed Father St. Macarius, Bishop of Etku, was martyred. In this holy man, the word of David the prophet were fulfilled, saying, "Blessed the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates the day and the night. This saint kept the commandments of his master, traded with his talents, and gained many where the signs and wonders God did throughout his hands. In the city of Etku, every time he went up on the pulpit to preach to the people, he wept when one of his disciples asked him the reason of his weeping. He answered that he saw the sins of the people and their ungodly works. On another occasion, he saw our Lord Christ at the altar, and the angels bringing unto him the words of the people, one after the other. And Macarius heard a voice saying, 'Why, Bishop, are you slack in preaching to your people?' He replied, 'My Lord, they do not accept my words.' So the Lord said to him, 'It is meet for the bishop to preach to the people, and if they do not accept, be upon their own heads.' He was invited to go to the council of Chalcedon with Abba Discorus. On arriving at the royal palace, the guard prevented him from entering because of his modest clothes, until Abba Discorus told them that he was the bishop of Etku. When he had gone in and heard what the infidels were saying about the Lord Christ, he excommunicated the emperor in the council. He was ready to deliver himself to death for the sake of keeping the Orthodox faith. They exiled him with Abba Discorus to the island of Gargra. From there, Abba Discorus sent him with believing merchant to Alexandria, saying to him, 'There you have a crown of martyrdom awaiting you.' Shortly after he arrived in the city of Alexandria, the messenger of the emperor arrived with a new Chalcedonian creed which stated the two natures of Christ. The emperor had commanded him, saying that he who writes his name first on this creed will be the patriarch of the city. In the city of head of the priests was Broterius. He took the paper to write his name first, but St. Macarius the bishop reminded him of what Abba Discorus had told him before he went to the council, saying, 'You shall possess my church after me.' Broterius remembered that and refrained from writing. When the emperor messenger knew that the bishop disagreed with the creed of the emperor and did not write his name also, he jumped over the bishop and kicked him. St. Macarius died on the spot and thus received the crown of martyrdom. The believers took his holy body and buried it with the bodies of St. John the Baptist and Elisha the prophet. That fulfilled what those two saints had told his father, the bishop, in a vision, that his body would be with their bodies. He departed to the Lord Christ, winning the crown of glory, and his prayer be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
can.